Hello and welcome to Lincoln Visits. My name is Jeff Mall, Executive Director with Visit Lincoln, and I'm excited today to introduce you to yet another great person in our tourism industry. And today I'm joined by Sheila Jenkinson from the Growing Small Town podcast, a podcast that features and focuses so much on the hidden gems across the state of Nebraska. Welcome to the podcast studio, Sheila.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me here.
The AOI podcast studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about your background. We're going to talk about the time you've spent in this community over the last couple days. And you and I had a chance to talk before this on your own podcast, which you'll get a chance to plug here at the very end. You discovered a lot of great things in Lincoln. So thanks for giving us some time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me here so I can highlight these great things, share it with the listeners and the followers. And boy, there's a lot. There's a lot to be found in Lincoln.
Yeah, there definitely is. So give us a quick background, your interest in tourism. What brought you into this podcast world? And just tell us a little bit about your path.
Yeah, well, as far as podcasting, my background is over 20 years in radio.
That'd do it.
Yeah. So basically it's taking, you know, my background and all my experiences and doing kind of the next best thing, which is podcasting. And the love of Nebraska and tourism, I'm going to credit that to my mom. Mm. She always had a love for Nebraska authors, the history. And for 2 years, she was executive secretary of what was the Highway 20 Association.
Sure, sure.
And I was in college at that time. And I came back on a summer and I went with her to these small towns as she along Highway 20.
So this goes back as a child, like, and as you grew up,
you're
learning about tourism this entire time.
Yeah. Which, of course, you know, I didn't take it in quite the same way then. And I didn't have any idea that I'd be doing this.
Right.
But I've always loved travel and exploring and seeing the beauty anywhere that I go.
And we have so much of that within the four corners and four walls of our state, north, south, east to west. There's something a little bit different across our great state of Nebraska. And you and I have had a chance to talk to each other at tourism conferences over the years. You get to see our industry coming together to share the passion. Do you feel that passion when you're out on the road as far as people that really care about their destination?
100%. And that is not just through the tourism people that I work with. It's through the small business owners. It's through the volunteers at your attractions. It's everybody that I meet that is involved in it in some way, they're proud of what they have.
They are.
Yeah.
How many times do you walk out of a place that you've had to buy something because you felt like you probably should? A local antique shop?
Thrift stores.
Thrift stores,
yes.
Yep.
Yes. I don't buy things everywhere I go. I do, though. I do shop in every area that I go to.
You
not in every
have to.
Single store.
Right.
But I always tell my husband, well, I am just putting my money where my mouth is and helping boost the economy when I'm on these trips. So it's part of the job.
Is he ready and waiting when you come home? Like when you come home from Lincoln today, is he going to say, okay, what'd you buy this time?
No. Nah, he wouldn't dare.
Yeah, right.
No.
So tell us about the state. Like you've been doing this how many years?
This is going on the fourth year.
Okay, so 4 years.
And 200 episodes.
What stands out and maybe give us an idea of maybe a couple places that really like, wow, I had no idea.
Wow.
I'm really putting you on the spot.
I always am hesitant because, of course, I love every place that I visit. Mm-hmm. And every place that I visit has something that's uniquely theirs and special to what they have. But let's just talk for a minute about Potter, Nebraska.
Sure.
Which is a tiny little town that has, for their little space, it's like you walk 10 steps and you're to another great thing that you should see and take in.
Oh my gosh.
So Potter, Nebraska, listen to some of those back episodes. They're clear early on, and I'm hoping to get out to that area again. But, you know, they have their 7-hole golf course because that's what they could afford to put in there. Mm-hmm. They have duck pin bowling.
I've heard about this.
Yes.
Small town, Nebraska. There's a few duck pin bowling opportunities.
Yep, that's right. There's that, there's the art loft, there's the Potter Sundry,
okay,
which is the home of the tin roof sundae.
Yep.
Boy, that's a lot to say.
It is a lot.
But and a lot to eat.
Yeah.
Get the mini and eat it all.
Hey, when you're traveling though as a podcaster, don't you just go all out? The mini. Why would you do the mini?
Well, yes. I don't know. I have gained a little weight during this podcast.
Well, you got to experience it. You got to experience the food.
Yes, and the cocktails and the pastries, and it's all so good. And then when I'm home, I just try to remember to stop doing that for a little bit.
So if I jumped in my car right now, how far is Potter from Lincoln, Nebraska?
Oh, man. It's out west.
It's ways.
Out by Sydney.
Yeah, it's a ways out there.
What is it? Would it be like maybe 6-7 hours?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's a day trip.
Yeah.
It's a day trip. Ways. Go out, take a half day, get out to Potter, Nebraska, wake up the next morning, go to the local breakfast shop, the local cafe.
Yeah.
Experience the storytelling that goes on in small town America.
Yeah. And do amazing. That everywhere you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burke County has some amazing things that I did not know were there. Spent quite a bit of time out there. I've been glamping. Never knew I would go glamping. I've done that a few places. Yeah.
There's got a chance to enjoy the night sky in western Nebraska.
Yes.
Unfiltered. There's no light issues out there.
Knox County.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Our state, like you said, when you go from one area to another, the terrain is changing.
It does.
It is not get off that interstate. Drive the scenic byways, you know, and
who
take
needs
it
to
in
get
there?
Quick from point A to point B? Because if you take our scenic byways,
there's nobody on
you
there,
will not question why you did it.
No.
It's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Two-lane highways.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe have some if you really want to see it, it's hard to drive and take it in. It's windy some places and beautiful.
Yeah.
Just stunning.
I talk a lot about the people that make the place, and we talk about that in the podcast series. There are so many people that make this place, which is the state of Nebraska, but more importantly for me, the city of Lincoln, special. How do you feel about that? How do we compare the people that make the place in the state of Nebraska, say, to other places that you go across the country? What makes the people of Nebraska special?
Well, I'll tell you that Nebraska nice is a thing. It really is. And I think we as Nebraskans know that, and I think it's a surprising factor when people come to visit here, whatever part of the state they're visiting.
Mm-hmm.
There are no strangers in Nebraska.
I would agree.
Yeah. We are going to say hi. We're going to start a conversation most likely with you. It's going to feel a little awkward at first, but you just got to go with it. So I think it's real. It's a real thing. You know, every person has its moments and every people.
Sure.
You know, but overall, we really do actually care, and we value humans and what they have to offer as an individual. And so I really think that's what makes us different. And I see it everywhere across the state.
There is a genuine intent that everybody in the state of Nebraska cares about helping you have the best possible experience in their corner of the state. And you see it in small towns. You see it in places like Lincoln. I still think we're an extension of small town America and small town Nebraska. There's a lot of what we have in Lincoln that feels a lot like their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get a chance to go up the road to Omaha, Nebraska, and experience kind of that big city, bustling, 10-2, fast, fast, go, go, go environment. But that's not for everybody. So we just have so many great options across the state. But in the end, the people still make the place
it's
something
the people.
Special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the relationship. It's taking the time to make that eye contact, which can be a real issue other places.
Yeah.
And now we make eye contact when we're at other places, and that makes others a little uncomfortable maybe for a minute. But
I think our younger generation needs to understand eye contact.
Yeah.
Not with their phone, but with the other person sitting with them. So
It'll come back,
Jeff. Yeah, it will. I hope so.
It will.
Okay, so since this is Lincoln Visits, and you did visit Lincoln.
I did.
Let's talk about your trip. Let's talk about the couple days that you had in this community. What are some of the things that popped off the page for you? Skylar Reistman was your host from our office. Sounds like you guys had a really good time.
We had a great time.
Tell us about your Lincoln experience.
Also, she's a small town Nebraska girl.
She is.
Came from Elgin.
Yep.
We're both from Northeast Nebraska, so we had some things to talk about. But she was a great host. There was a lot. Everything I did was just a lot of fun. I'm going to be sharing about all of it through the podcast, through some Sheila shout out episodes and all of that. But I would say some of the things that stuck out to me about Lincoln that maybe I didn't know was the amount of places where you can see and take in the beauty of art, inside buildings or outside buildings. Lots of murals. there are a lot of places in Lincoln that are their own little, it feels like you're in a small town when you're in Lincoln in these neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And that was surprising to me. The food scene in Lincoln is amazing.
And I love that you said that. Oh, we love our food culture in Lincoln. Oh. I think we are so up and coming with food in Lincoln.
Yeah, you are.
Like, I think we're changing and evolving each and every day. And we have some world-class chefs. We have great local coffee shops. Our pastry culture in Lincoln is something. But I heard the pizza's pretty good, too. Oh. Did you get a chance to have some pizza?
Yes, at Isles Pub. Little bar space. You know, those are the ones lots of times, too, you do find those great meals. But yeah, I had a Leaning Tower of pizza.
You didn't get a personal pan. You just got the full-on, let's go all out Leaning Tower.
It was good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Skylar and I shared some pizza there. And I ate everywhere here from, you know, your real small mom and pop to chef-inspired meals.
Yeah.
And you can have whatever you're looking for. I think you're going to find it here, honestly. Very diverse culture of food.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of it. So let's talk a little bit about what's coming up on your upcoming podcast. Let's talk about where to find you on social media. This is your chance to maybe tease us a little bit about what and when they might see your podcast and your visit to Lincoln.
Yeah.
But then tell us where you're at on the internet, and we'll wrap things up.
Okay, the Visit Lincoln podcast with you and I is later this month.
Okay.
This month, I'm celebrating 200 episodes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I do about 7 episodes on average a month now. And some of those are like what you and I did with Growing Nebraska and Beyond. So it's Lincoln, Omaha, and then outside of our state through the U.S. So I do that. I have a partnership with the Nebraska Community Foundation.
I see that, yes.
Yeah, and that brings you Foundation Fridays twice a month as well, exploring small towns, seeing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's that revitalization, all of that good stuff. I do Sheila Shoutouts. Those are just shout-outs to small businesses, attractions, things I see and I just like.
Yeah.
And I think
why not shout it out?
Yes, absolutely. And I love it. And they're kind of the most labor-intensive ones for me, but they're the biggest payback in that it doesn't cost anybody anything, but the business owners are super excited.
They should be.
Yeah, and they appreciate it. And I love, they're worth shouting out. So there is that. And I'm probably forgetting something from my podcast, but I do the 7 a month. And you can find, you can listen to it anywhere you listen. Anywhere you find podcasts.
All streaming platforms.
Yes.
Good.
It's audio only. I don't do the video, so it's not on YouTube, but it's everywhere else. And you can find us at growingsmalltownne.com.
Very fun website. Lots of good information on there.
Thank you. And all the episodes are there too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love for you to give us a listen. That's the best way a person can support a podcast, quite honestly, and then share it. You know, it's family friendly. You can put that on your car. As you're traveling with your whole family, listen to it.
Well, I can't thank you enough for your time in Lincoln, your friendship in this industry, our chance to share what we're passionate about on both of our podcast platforms today. It's been really fun to get to know a little bit more about you. But again, I want to thank you so much for what you're doing for our statewide tourism industry. Continue to be a friend, continue to be an advocate, and I encourage everybody out there to follow Sheila on social media, get a chance to head over to her website, and try to pick out a few things that you talk about and go out and do something a little bit different in the coming days, weeks, and months. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me to Lincoln.
Yeah. To learn more about all the great things going on in Lincoln, visit our website at lincoln.org. And I want to thank all of you, as well as Sheila, for being the people that make the place.